and see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. You know what this is. Yeah. We're back. It's Nick DiGilio. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. We're here until 5 a.m. and now begins the regular Friday features. We start with you, big dummy. This is where we take real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff, and we vote on who's the dummiest. And so Tom will vote first, then I will vote, and then first person through, you, the listener, cast the third vote for our dummy of the week. So let's get it going. Dummy number one. A Utah bus driver claims he's not racist because his dog is black. As he faces accusations of intentionally dragging a biracial student down the road, John Nasbitt, 78, is accused of refusing to stop his bus after the doors caught on the 14-year-old's backpack, dragging him down the street. CNN report Nasbitt has been accused of abusing biracial students in the past, but he claims he's not racist. Not at all. Look at my dog. He's black as can be, he told reporters. My God. Nasbitt claims he did not see the boy and he would have stopped if he had noticed that he was stuck, but the boy's mother, Brenda Mays, is upset and has launched a civil rights lawsuit claiming her son was targeted due to his skin color. Nasbitt is now retired from his role. The spokesman for the school district that employed him said the incident was being investigated. And the Davis School District takes any claims of racial discrimination seriously and does not tolerate any form of racial discrimination in our schools. But his dog is black, so he's not racist.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A 70-year-old Florida motorist was arrested Tuesday after an off-duty cop spotted him driving while sitting on the sunroof, quote-unquote, of his Cadillac sedan, according to court records. Leonard Olaf Olson, the accused septuagenarian, was traveling on Interstate 4 around 1 p.m. on May 7th when the sheriff's deputy spotted him recklessly driving his vehicle. The deputy, who recorded Olson in action, estimated that the Cadillac reached speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour. Jeez. After the deputy called 911, Florida Highway Patrol officers pulled Olson over on Lakeland Roadway. He was alone in the vehicle. After initially claiming not to recall being atop the sunroof, Olson copped to the dangerous driving, which he said occurred while the car was on cruise control anyway. Olson explained, "The car drives itself and has a gigantic computer in it. I thought it would be a nice way to praise God for a minute, and I thought it would be a nice time, and that's what I did. Olson was booked on the Polk County lockup for a misdemeanor reckless driving charge. Jail records show that he is also being held on four felonies related to an alleged domestic battery, but courts offer no details on those. His rap sheet includes weapons convictions in 2006 and 2017. In the latter case, he was arrested for firing a .40 caliber handgun in the air while standing in the driveway of his Lakeland residence. Olson's wife said that the July 2017 incident occurred after, quote, he became upset and began to act out in an aggressive manner. Olson's spouse said that he, before the shooting, stated that he was going to make America great again and that Donald Trump told him to do it. Fearing that Olson would shoot her, the woman told police that she ran into the couple's home for safety. During police questioning, Olson admitted to firing the gun until the clip was empty. of being driven to jail, Joseph reportedly ruled out not creating a bigger spectacle. I should have waited until the media showed up, he said. According to the arrest report, Olson was subsequently convicted of illegally discharging a weapon and placed on probation for 6 months. Man, 70 years old.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. The city of Edmonton, home to one less person after police arrested a BC man, wanted on an outstanding warrants who broadcast his location while news media morons calling news media morons for not figuring out where he was. Jesse Dean Kowalczyk has been transported back to Kamloops from Edmonton to face a judge for three charges of breach of probation stemming from three separate files in 2015. Last December, Kowalczyk saw his photo being circulated on Kamloops media outlet CFJC today as part of a weekly Most Wanted segment. He sent a direct message on Facebook to CFCJ today. Newsflash, morons! I'm in Edmonton and not coming back, said Kowalczyk in part of the message that he was given to the CBC by the RCMP. The tone of his message was very derogatory, stating that the RCMP had missed the ball because he was living in Edmonton for 3 years. After the RCMP became aware of Kowalczyk's Facebook post, it requested the BC Prosecution Service extend three outstanding warrants to Alberta. On May 10th, he was arrested by Edmonton police, remanded and sent back to Kamloops. We're just really pleased that he sent a message advising us to where he was living so that we were able to extend the warrants to Alberta so that we could bring him back here to face charges. You got to face up to your actions at some point, you know. It doesn't matter where you go. Sooner or later, the police are going to find you. And in this case, we did. Newsflash, moron. I'm in Edmonton.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
All right. We'll break here for some weather, and then we got two more dummies to talk about, and then we're going to vote. You want to jump in here after we do the recap here, after we go through all five dummy stories. You can be the third vote on who the biggest dummy of the week is, and it's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's also the number for Fly Jam Friday requests, so get those in now so that Luscious Hushes can play them for you. 312-981-7200. Here on 720 WGN. All right, let's take a break for some weather, and then we come back, and we'll wrap up You Big Dummy with the votes, and then get into Straight Outta Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Funky Friday, Fly Jams Friday. All right, welcome back, everybody. We are back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we're doing our regular Friday features. This is You Big Dummy. Before we continue, I just want to mention that today would have been Bill Paxton's 64th birthday, and what a loss. One of my favorite character actors of all time. Great filmmaker, too. Frailty. Amazing movie. It's just a damn shame that he passed away. But I just wanted to mention the great Bill Paxton would have been 64 today. So maybe we should all watch Near Dark today. That's what I'm thinking. Any excuse to watch Near Dark is a good excuse. So Bill Paxton was fantastic. One of my favorites. Maybe I'll watch Trespass, the Bills versus the Ices. Now, you know who wrote Trespass, right?
No.
Galen Zemeckis.
You kidding me?
No.
Yeah, good for that.
Written by Bob Gale and Robert Zemeckis, directed by Walter Hill. Three of my favorite people ever.
I know it's not his greatest, but I'm going to watch Twister.
I love Twister. She's turning green. I love that movie. All right, let's get back to You Big Dummy. Dummy number four, dummy number four, dummy four. A nude man found playing basketball last night in a Florida. I'm not surprised. A nude man found playing basketball last night in a Florida park told police that, quote, he feels playing naked enhances his skill level, unquote, according to the arrest report detailing the hoopster's bust for indecent exposure. Responding to a call about, quote, a white male who is not wearing clothing inside Candyland. It's called Candyland Park. Candyland Park in Longwood, which is an Orlando suburb, patrolman discovered Jordan Anderson, 29, shooting hoops while unencumbered by clothing. When Officer William Humphreys asked Anderson what he was doing, the suspect, quote, stated that he was working on his basketball skills and he feels playing naked enhances his skill level. Anderson reports, notes that was asked to put his clothing on and he complied. A park employee had initially spotted Anderson bawling sans clothes, and he dialed 911. Since Anderson was in public exposing his sexual organs, he was charged with indecent exposure and booked in the Seminole County Jail on a misdemeanor charge. He was locked up in lieu of a $500 bond.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. An Ohio meat enthusiast was busted with jerky in his hands and steak in his pants.
Meat pants strikes again.
Salon police arrested Tavon Nelson Allen after a supermarket employee allegedly spotted the man in the store a day after surveillance video appeared him stealing something else. According to a police blotter, that employee notified an off-duty cop who was moonlighting as a security guard, and that officer started trailing Nelson Allen as he made his way to the meat section. The officer witnessed that this male proceeded to the meat section and removed a package and began walking through the store, according to the report. The police continued to watch as the male was seen placing the package of meat down his pants. The male then removed another package from the shelf and also placed this item in his pants. The officer followed Nelson Allen to the parking lot where the suspect refused to stop. On-duty police caught up with the beef bandit outside an apartment complex where he was holding an open where he's holding an open box of beef jerky. While they were handcuffing Nelson Allen, a steak reportedly fell from his pants. During the arrest, oh man, but police may have found a clue why Nelson Allen had such an appetite. He was also carrying a bag of marijuana, according to cops.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
All right. We have to vote. here's what we'll do. We'll do a recap here of the five dummies, and then the first person through at 312-981-7200 will be the third vote. All right? So let's do a recap. We got the dummy who claims that he's not racist because his dog is black. We got the dummy, the elderly dummy who drove his car while sitting on a sunroof going 100 miles an hour. We got the dummy who told authorities where he was in Edmonton, and told authorities that he was in Edmonton. We got the dummy who was playing basketball naked in Florida to enhance his skill level. And we got the dummy who was caught with beef jerky and steak in his pants. All right, so we have to vote, and if you guys want to jump in, first person through at 312-981-7200 gets in and gets to vote. Okay, Tom, what do you think?
You know, I am always partial to good old meat pants.
Meat pants, yes.
But I am going to go with the guy who took off all his clothes to play basketball because it increased his skill.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things that I'm better at naked, but it's certainly not basketball.
All right, so you're going with naked dummy basketball man.
Okay, yeah,
I'm going with meat pants. I have to. Well, first of all, the elderly guy. What a record that guy has.
Yeah, it's
insane. He was going to make America great again. Donald Trump told him to fire off his firearm.
Yeah. I just, at what point did you think America wanted to see you cruise control down the highway?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, I the guy who told everybody that they were, hey, idiots, I'm in Edmonton. Yeah. That's pretty great, too. But I got to go with meat pants. They caught the guy with meat in his pants, but when they caught him, he had open beef jerky in his hand and beef in his pants and meat in his pants. And I like meat enthusiast. I like that they described him in the piece as a meat enthusiast. So I'm going with meat pants. Let's see what we get for a third vote here. Dan is in Merrillville. Dan, who are you voting for?
I'm going with you on this one tonight. Meat pants it is.
All right. There you go. All right, Dan. Thanks, buddy. There you go. So meat pants. Yeah, you it's always a winner with meat pants.
Meat pants is unstoppable.
Yeah. If some stuff in meat. I also love the fact that meat fell out of his pants when they were they were arresting him.
There it is. I didn't do it.
Yeah, and then the steak falls out of his pants. I don't know. The detail about when they found him and he had beef jerky in his hand. I don't know why I find that so hilarious. I mean, seriously, it was a hilarious story.
It's too much.
Ridiculous. Okay, so that's our dummy of the week, and you know, meat pants and two Floridas represented.
Yeah.
Two Floridas, the naked basketball guy and the elderly dummy driving down the street or driving down the road. That was all in Florida.
Mm.
Ohio was where meat pants was. So, all right. We got a break here for the news. And when we come back after the news, we'll start our more regular features. We'll go straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll get funky. So we got the news coming up after this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb.
Context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context.
That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Here till 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And we're doing our Friday regular Friday features. It is time for Straight Outta Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7 all the time, whenever anybody says something at any time. Then you can pull it out of context, and it sounds a little bit dirty, and it makes you giggle like a 9-year-old. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Tom, what do we got?
All right, first up, we got John Williams caught by Brian.
80 million folks will eat out.
Oh, man. Okay.
Talking about Mother's Day.
Yeah, of course.
Next up, here's Lou Manfredini caught by Tom in Bartlett.
Ooh, that feels so good. Ooh, that feels good right now.
What the hell? What the hell was that?
He was talking about something like, I don't know, plant food or something. That's how good it feels so good.
Wow. Wow, I wish Esmeralda were here. I mean, Esmeralda always loved the Lou Manfredini.
Well, Lou is he's just in a different class.
Yeah, and so she would always laugh the hardest. I think she would be losing it right now. Okay.
All right, next here is Mary Vandeveld.
I don't like to be so congested, so tight in there.
And that's caught by Tim.
Jeez.
Hey man, I don't send these in. I don't send these in.
No, it's just a listener. I think Mary's shaking her head. She just walked into the traffic and she's just like shaking her head like, oh my God. Okay, next.
All right. Now this one is a guest. Eric Zorn got caught by Elizabeth here.
Yeah, it helps me go down easier, yeah.
Oh my God.
I know.
Eric Zorn.
Can't
okay.
believe it.
Good guy, Eric Zorn.
Oh, great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. All right, Kelly from Elgin heard Dean say this.
I have not had it in quite a while.
Little dry spell. Little dry spell for Dean.
Poor Dean.
Poor Dino.
Yeah. All right.
All right, here's Mary Sandberg.
What was the weenie for?
Caught by Margaret.
Mm-hmm.
Regular listener.
They're always food related. Anytime Mary Boyle is on, it's always food, some sort of food-related thing.
And God bless her. She's not trying to.
No.
She cannot.
What's the wiener for? Okay.
So, all right. Now, I want to see if you know who this is. It's a little bit of a celebrity catch here.
Oh.
This is coming to us from Linda in Blue Island.
So I went and bought a box of poison pecker pellets.
Sound familiar?
Sounds like Spike.
It is Spike.
Yeah,
Spike O'Dell.
That was Spike. Who was he on with?
He was on with Cochran.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. I like Spike. We do communicate regularly on the Facebook.
You can send him that.
Mary, did you want to jump in here for a second?
Oh yeah, that was the day we were talking about how guys find it difficult to say I love you. And you know how Spike used to always torment Dave Ennett?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we called Spike onto the show, and then he ended up talking about his hummingbird and the pecker pellets, and oh, boy.
Fantastic.
That was great.
I love Spike, man.
And by the way, mine about the congestion, I was talking about the lanes on the Eisenhower.
Of course you were.
Yes,
yeah, of course you were.
Sure. We believe you.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Mary. Okay, what do we got next?
All right, here's another one for Mary Sandberg, caught by Joyce.
I would, like, obsess about it in the bed.
What?
You want another one?
I would, like, obsess about it in the bed.
Oh, boy.
Talking about cleaning.
Oh, okay.
She's a very cleanly person.
Okay. All right. I don't have that problem. All right.
All right. Now, Big Ed caught the queen of Straight Outta Contest, Wendy Snyder, say this.
Are you sucking on it now?
Yeah, she does dominate, doesn't she?
She does. All right, and then this is another one. I'm sorry, Mary. Mary S is having a
Mary
rough
Sandberg.
One. Yeah, Mary Sandberg having a rough one this week.
Pull it out though for like when during Halloween with trick or treating.
That's a surprise for the kids.
That's a real cheap costume right there.
And that was caught by that was another one for Brian.
Okay.
Now, finally, we appear on this, but it's actually one of our spectacular guests coming to us from the 815.
They're supposed to launch their first enormous load.
It was Rod Pyle.
As soon as he said it, we both looked at each other.
As soon as he said it, we both looked at each other and said,
"We'll be hearing that again on Friday." So, all right.
All right, here's one from Barbara on the northwest side. Again, Wendy Snyder.
Plethora of latex.
Oh, God.
At least she's being safe.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, this one's from Maria in Bartlett.
I like them for about 30 seconds, and then it's like, what do you do with them then?
All right, is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
All right, well, let's move on to this thing.
What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like hey,
I'm really excited.
So to keep your plans away. So what's all the fuss? There ain't nobody
spies.
Spies.
Like us.
That's right. Now it's time for Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever I am mentioned in any capacity, we want to know about it. Jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com and be a spy. All right, what do we got?
All right, first up, ever popular on the Steve Cochran Show every single week.
Oh.
I was listening to Nick this morning, and he was talking about Terry Melcher. Terry Melcher was her son.
Right.
And I forgot the tie that Terry Melcher had, where Terry Melcher was a record guy,
right?
And he blew off Charles Manson, who wanted a record deal.
Yep.
Manson goes to what he thought was Melcher's house to murder him, and he ends up at Sharon Tate's house. I don't know if it was Melcher's house at one point, and does what Manson's people do.
The rest is history.
How about that?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And it was his house. He had sold it, but that was his house, and he was the intended target.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening, Steve. Appreciate that.
And that was heard by Pat McHenry.
Thank you for the submission. You're a good spy. Okay.
Now I'm very curious about this one because I was listening to it and I was surprised. So I want to know, this is on Mike Stevens' show, Outside the Loop.
Oh, Broham.
Yeah.
All right.
And so let's listen to this.
Like I said, it's aggressive punk. I mean, it's
it's in your face. And I had to be careful. There's some words you cannot say on the radio, so I have to do some like fade unders and some edits.
I warned thee. Warned
you. Did you did?
I sent you a little. I remember long ago, back on a certain Nick D show, a song was going to get played, and that 7-second delay got pushed live on air, and I was like, "Oops, my bad."
Thank you for the warning.
Yes, yes.
Steve Krakow.
Yep.
My good friend Steve Krakow, better known as Plastic Crime Wave. He used he was a regular on my show to do Secret History of Chicago Music. He does it in The Reader. Now he does it on Mike's show. I think he's on every other Saturday.
Now, do you know what band he was talking about?
No.
Mentally Ill.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A little bit much for WGN.
Yeah.
All right. And then the last one here, this is actually really sweet. This is from John Hansen on Tuesday.
Hey, I'm really excited because this is like a celebrity sighting. I saw Tom Hush, who I don't get to see in person very often. I'm sure Nick will be in soon. And Vic Vaughn is in the newsroom. These are like my heroes that I listen to every morning on my way to work. Vic, how are you doing tonight?
So good to see you, John, man. It's been so long.
It has been. But, you know, it's so funny, and I think all of our listeners will relate with this. I love listening to you guys every single morning. You guys get me going as I head to WCIU. So
that's so cool, man.
And I'll hear you in 4 hours when I get up in the morning.
Well, we follow you too, John.
Well, I appreciate that.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. Ran into him in the elevator on the way out that night.
Very nice.
I'm not kidding. So we got to finally meet face to face. He's been, he's called in a bunch of times.
Wait, you've never met John?
I never met him face to face.
What?
Never.
That's remarkable.
Never met him face to face. I know he listens. I know he's listening right now. He's listening right now. We've talked on the phone. We've talked via email and stuff like that. But I never met him face to face. And that night, he was walking out of the elevator as I was coming in, and we finally shook hands, got to meet, and we talked a little bit, and there you go. And this is, I'm not making this up. This is absolutely true, and I know that John listens every morning, and I appreciate it, and he contributes and all that cool stuff, and I love him on the air here when he's on the air, because I think he's great. I'm not making this up. When I get home, the jam is always on when I get home.
Oh, yeah.
I put the jam on.
Oh, yeah.
So, that was nice of him. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Really good guy. All right, you want to play the theme, then we'll break, and come back and get funky?
Yes, sir.
All right.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jam's Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Can we hear the intro for Luscious Hushus? Do we have that available?
Yes, I think he's actually walking into the booth
Oh, he's coming in right
here
now.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushus, baby.
There it is. We got Vickity Vickity Vic, verified double V, running around like a lunatic in the newsroom every Friday, and I am Wiki Wiki Nikki, and you are going to get funky. It's a little shorter one this morning, but we'll get as many requests in as we can, and get your show, your Friday off to a funky start. It's Fly Jams Friday. Great song. Nice way to kick off Fly Jams Friday. Fly Jams Friday. All right, DJ Luscious Hushus, who requested that one?
That was Paul, this old heart of mine. Wanted to hear it.
Classic.
Of course.
Classic. By the way, coming up, we got more Fly Jams, 312-981-7200. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. All right, what's our net? We have more requests?
Yeah, we got to fly through these.
All right.
Fly jams. Of course, you got to have a little Al Green, so here's Sam wanting to hear Let's Stay Together.
All right.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right. Thank you.
Such a great song, man.
It's beautiful.
It's so weird, though, because I've known this song forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still think of Pulp Fiction every time I hear it. Every single time I hear it, I think of Pulp Fiction.
That's pride.
Yeah.
Messing with your head.
That's right, man. That's when you get to see that weird thing on the back of... On the back of him, there's just so many theories about the Band-Aid. And so
I like
weird...
the Omen stuff,
yeah.
Where he's like the devil or
something. That's a jam. And I told you that I missed my opportunity to see Al Green preach.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because my ex-wife and I, we were on our honeymoon. We were in Memphis, and we were going to go, you know, out to his church and see him preach, but we were both hungover. We were too hungover to get up on a Sunday.
Al Green would have understood.
I don't think so. I would have rather seen Al Green, you know? So, all right. Okay, what's next?
All right, next up, a little Casey and the Sunshine Band from Mike.
Oh, man, I don't believe this.
What?
I'm watching Dean's List.
Oh, no. What's he doing?
John Wick, C+.
Boo. Well, I'd like to see what he gave the others, just to see if it's his, he doesn't like them.
Oh, man. I don't need to see that.
Well, I will say Rich Roper gave it 3.5 stars out of 4.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so okay. He loved it.
All right. I don't care if Dean gave it a C+.
Oh, yeah.
I still cannot wait to see it. Still cannot wait to see it. Okay. Casey and the Sunshine Band, that was good. Yep. What do we got next?
All right, next, Dino with Tina Marie, and I believe the song here is called Square Biz. That's a baseline.
There you go. Tina Marie. By the way, evidently Dean's in a bad mood. He didn't like any of the movies that came out this week. Because he didn't like John Wick. He gave it a C+. And he gave a C to the dog movie, I'm Dead, But I'm a Dog, Dennis Quaid, and I Can Talk, I'm a Dead Dog.
Yeah.
And then the son is also a star.
Yeah, but that I expected that.
And he gave that. So he didn't like anything this weekend, to be fair. So maybe he's grumpy, Dean. You worked with him for a period of time.
You know, I'm not. I will neither confirm nor deny the existence of a grumpy Dean. I love Dean.
I do
love
too.
Him very much. He was very kind to me and let me work on his show.
No, he's great. No. Dean's great, man.
Old Uncle Dean.
I've known Dino for many, many, many years, and it's always a pleasure to see the guy and talk to him. All right, what's going on next?
Next up, we got a little James Brown. Can't be a fly jam without James Brown.
Okay.
It's Body Heat from Mary.
I always love the callbacks in James Brown songs, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody does the callback better than James Brown. So, all right, our last one of the morning, our last fly jams.
It's going to be Donna Summer, The Last Dance, and that's because she passed away 5 years ago today. So this one's for you, Donna, queen of the dance floor.
Oh, man. Okay.
My last day, romance tonight.
Can't believe it's 5 years.
I know.
Crazy. She was amazing, Donna Summer.
Something else.
Did you ever see the movie Thank God It's Friday?
Yep.
Terrible. Jeff Goldblum is in it. All right, we got to take a break here. The news is coming up next. We'll be back Monday morning with all the reviews, including John Wick Chapter 3. And then Eric's going to tell us how the Chicago Critics Film Festival went. And you're going to see Alien with Tom Skerritt.
Yes, I am.
So we'll get a report from Tom as well. All right, the news is up after this.